today in the interview room of Blue Labs Radio, the voice of American law enforcement, is a gentleman who spent an entire career in law enforcement, 27 years with California law enforcement agencies, and he is now the Executive Vice President of Thin Blue Line Benefits Association. This is really an interesting and really helpful system that I want to let all of my law enforcement folks know about. And his name is Matt Clay. Matt, thank you for joining me here on Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Randy.
All right. So first of all, talk just very briefly about your law enforcement career, and then what led you to get into a completely different kind of line.
You said I did 27 years in law enforcement across three different agencies. I did the majority of that with the large sheriff's department in California. I worked everything from custody to patrol, traffic investigations, community policing. I did a whole lot of things, had a wonderful career, retired 3 years ago. And about a year before I retired, I was planning what to do in the next chapter of my life. I was still fairly young, 50 years old. And, you know, my life's not over. What am I going to do? And I had a lot of business connections, a lot of insurance connections. And that was actually the last place I thought I would land. But to keep it brief, I got licensed as a life health accident insurance agent. And I knew when I set out on that I wanted to make it sure that I did what I was going to do in insurance, whatever that is, life insurance, health, wherever I was going to go. And I wasn't sure at the time, but I wanted to make sure I served my brothers and sisters in law enforcement. It's a family. It really is. And I was comfortable in that setting. I'm comfortable serving the men and women of law enforcement. So long story short, I did. I got involved with Thin Blue Line Benefits. I met the CEO, Anna Reed. And in the meantime, I was working in some other lines of insurance to kind of cut my teeth. But what she had built was incredible. And it was just what I was looking for, an opportunity to serve public safety professionals. And the rest is history. It's been a learning curve for me personally. It's been a roller coaster ride. It has been exciting working with agencies, labor associations, and individual cops and firemen from all over the country. It's a blessing, and I wouldn't trade it for anything else now. So I feel like I'm completed.
Okay. Well, it's great. Now you and I had a number of offline conversations where we just determined what a unique system you guys have. So, you know, one of the things that I experienced when I retired from the police department was basically my agency threw me off the insurance and left it up to me. He said, okay, well, you're done now. So, and my police association did the same thing. They just said, you know what, you're done. You'll go out and fend for yourself. And the cost of health insurance, of course, then it went crazy under the Affordable Care Act. That made everything even nuttier. So yes. it's a real situation when officers who generally retire a little bit younger than most, they, you know, generally retire in their 50s, aren't eligible for Medicare until they're 65. So
correct.
But what Thin Blue Line Benefits does kind of is a really different kind of insurance that, you know, a real health insurance at a fraction of the cost of most of your competitors. How explain that?
How to put 3.5 hours into a few minutes.
I didn't say it was going to be easy now.
Yeah, it's not. It's an extremely, extremely complex area, healthcare. And it has gotten crazy. You're absolutely right. They're very difficult waters to navigate. And we've really kind of drank the Kool-Aid over a few decades in America with the idea that health insurance and health care are the same thing. And they're not. We've become beholden to the huge insurance companies that have the most powerful lobbies in this country. And it has driven costs through the ceiling, and it's driven care into the ground. So when Anna and I partnered and we brought in some of the, people much smarter than me, please. People who've been in this business for decades, people who've written and created plan designs for some of the largest companies in the world, heard what we had set out to do. And that was to, like you had alluded to, fill the gap between the early retirement ages of law enforcement officers and when they become eligible for Medicare. That's what we call the Medicare gap. So you could retire after a full career in law enforcement at age 50, and you don't have affordable, comprehensive health care afforded to you from Medicare until you're 15 years later. So that is a huge gap. And we in law enforcement, most of us are blessed with, all along the way with what we call Cadillac health plans. You know, you work for a municipality or a county or a state. Most of them have pretty decent health care. If you're lucky enough, if you're in a major metropolitan area, you probably have pretty good health care. And your employer is probably paying half or more of that monthly premium cost for you. So you approach retirement age, and as you start planning to punch out after a full career, you're inundated with all this stuff from human resources and personnel, from your benefits people with your county or your city. And here come the choices. Here come all the paperwork you got to navigate through. But the biggest one on people's minds is undoubtedly healthcare. What are we going to do? What's available to me and my family? And how much is it going to cost me? And let me tell you, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, Randy, but it's sticker shock, to say the least. So here you are, 27, 28 years on, you're retiring, you're still young, you probably have a family at home, you probably have kids in high school or college still that you've got to provide health coverage for. Well, I can speak to California. I live in the land of fruits and nuts here, but healthcare, the cost difference throughout the country isn't as great as I thought it was. So here in California, you know, you retire and you go into CalPERS, or maybe your county offers you something. We're finding the average cost for a cop going into retirement for a family is between $2,300 and over $2,500 a month. It's
So
a mortgage payment.
It is a mortgage payment. You're exactly right. I mean, when I retired and I was hit with that sticker shock, just like you referred to, I mean, I it's just me, and I'm paying damn close to $1,000 a month with a fairly substantial deductible as well. So
absolutely.
So, and this is, I know this is literally on the mind of every single police officer in the country, because as you said, this is a nationwide issue. So Thin Blue Line Benefit, explain, first of all, this is a fairly new company, and I know that what you guys are doing is amazingly innovative. Please explain how the company got started and what you guys offer.
Sure. We started with other lines of business. So we have living benefits, life insurance. We partner with the largest lender in America, and we have a signed agreement with them, and they've partnered with us only because we serve cops and fire, really. We're finding that our corporate partners love what we're doing. They love who we're serving. And believe it or not, to your audience out there, we've had a horrible year we've gone through in our family. I mean, law enforcement's been targeted from every which side. There are people in America who love you and appreciate what you do. I just want to say that real quick. And our hearts are right there too. By the way, half of our company are retired law enforcement. We even hired a gentleman who was had a disability retirement. He was injured on the job, and we gave him or offered him another career. So that was so wonderful. I mean, this guy is such a great guy. He went out and got licensed. He's extremely knowledgeable. But we had other lines of business. But what we had set out on doing about a year and a half ago was addressing all of this stuff that you and I have been talking about: the cost of healthcare, the Medicare gap for officers and firemen who can retire early and have up to 15 years before they're eligible for Medicare. This was monumental. Let me tell you, we had veteran brokers in the industry who essentially laughed at us, told us, "You're insane, that you'll never be able to do what you want to do. This can't be done." Well, we don't take no for an answer, and we didn't take it lying down. And it's been a long process. But like I told you before, we were able to partner with some of the greatest minds in the business. And we created a healthcare product, two of them actually, that are comprehensive, full healthcare for an individual and their family with no open enrollment periods. I mean, these were some of the protocols that we required in this plan to be developed, and a lot of people were telling us it can't be done. These are some of the things we accomplished: no open enrollment periods, no copays, no deductibles for primary care. You can see specialists. You have coverage for hugely discounted labs, major medical like MRIs and CAT scans, hospitalization if needed. And it's all under a model called direct primary care. Now, this isn't brand new, but what we stitched together was incredible. We took direct primary care and stitched it together with major medical, unforeseen medical costs like hospitalization, a lab plan, a pharmacy plan. Like we're partnered with Quest Labs across the country at huge discounts. So when you need a lab done, or most of the overwhelming majority of the most common labs are from $2 to $18. Your direct primary care is where your physician, who is your doctor, who gets to know you, knows your health history and that of your family, they are your quarterback of care. They, unlike out there in what primary care physicians pride themselves on, is they're purists. They are seasoned physicians, state licensed, board certified, who have walked away in many cases from their practice where they contract with the largest carriers in the country because they decided, "I've had enough. I've had enough of insurance companies telling me how to treat my patients." So our doctors across the country, their average visit time with their patients is 30 minutes to 2 hours. It's unbelievable. The average DPC doctor sees 6 to 10 patients a day. So it's pretty unreal what we put together.
Okay, so, all right, let me stop you there. Let me stop there. Cause I mean, you're describing it well. I'm getting the flavor for what you're talking about. So, you know, compare this to Blue Cross Blue Shield. Okay. I contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Mm-hmm. I pay $1,000 a month. I have a deductible of $500 or $1,000 or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. it is. And then I have pretty much a network of doctors that is, you know, that are part of that plan. Explain how this is different than that.
Well, this is actually a, this isn't a PPO or an HMO. And this is, again, where as a culture, we have been conditioned over the decades at equating insurance, what you just mentioned just now with Blue Cross, Blue Shield, with healthcare. They're two totally separate things. There's healthcare. There's having a physician treat you and heal you and get you well and help you to manage your care, to be your advocate for your health. And then there's insurance, which is really just a way through the price tag, if you will. They're just the way of paying for what a doctor is going to do for you. So We are a blend of both MediShare and direct primary care with all of these other elements stitched in. It's totally, fully comprehensive. You're totally covered. So let me paint a picture through a storyline, if I can, very briefly. If you have a heart attack under our plan, you go to see your doctor, and one day you have chest pain, and because this is really what people are concerned about. At the end of the day, what kind of care am I getting? What if something really serious happens? Well, how am I covered? And this will encapsulate that. You have chest pain, and you're transported to the ER. They have you undergo emergency open heart surgery. You engage in vascular grafting, angioplasty, stents. You're in ICU for 3 days. You're into a rehab for a few days. You're looking at a medical bill of over $300,000. Between $250,000 and over $300,000 for what I just experienced. I know because I've done claims for these things. What would you pay with our healthcare? You would pay as an individual for the very, very best plan we have, a direct primary care plan with $1,000 IUA, and I won't go into weeds, but our very best plan with the events that I just outlined for you. You pay a monthly premium of about $400 a month, which is insane. You just mentioned you're paying $1,000. So what are you on the hook for? $1,000 for everything I just told you that happened to you. You have a medical event that bad, and the most you're going to have to pay out of pocket is $1,000, but it gets better. If you rope in your quarterback of care, if you let your doctor be the advocate of care, even in an emergency situation, when you're stabilized and you can communicate, or your loved one can give the hospital your card, our health card, you have that doctor coordinate with your primary care doctor. Hey, your patient Randy just came in, blah, 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 and they transfer paperwork over, and it brings your primary care doctor up to date for what's happening to you, because going forward, your primary is going to see you about this stuff. That $1,000 out of pocket that you're on the hook for, Randy, it's now $500.
That's amazing. $3,000
of emergency care, you're going to pay $500.
Okay. I'm sold personally. Okay. If I wasn't about to go on Medicare myself, there's no doubt in my mind that I would be taking advantage of this plan. So let me ask you this. You're a fairly new company. I mean, you guys broke the mold. Really, you literally broke the mold. I know that I've talked to people in the know in insurance, and they heard about from you what you guys have, and it was stunning to them that you were able to actually create this plan. So,
yep,
like I said, you guys are fairly new. I know that it's you're just really starting to really push yourselves out there. How would people know if they can sign on and get insurance from you?
So look, if you served in law enforcement, fire, public safety, you just go to thinbluelinebenefits.com. You navigate to our health page. You see the two plans. And there's a video that explains the difference between the two. It's all outlined right there. Here's the beautiful thing. They can sign on right there. You can enroll. You can go to direct primary care. You go to our enrollment platform. You'll see the rate tables right there in front of you. It's all in full disclosure. This is in 50 states, Randy. So you can go on our site, and 10 minutes later, you have healthcare. It's unbelievable. Now, if you enroll by the 20th of the month on the following first, so if you enroll by February 20th, you'll have health coverage for you and your family on March 1st. You can pick a doctor in your area from the map at enrollment, or you can choose our virtual care. And let me tell you, it's not telehealth. It is not telehealth. It is everything I just explained to you, except your primary doctor sees you virtually. By the way, we've all been doing that for the last 9 months. COVID has reshaped primary healthcare and how it's delivered in America. It has, undoubtedly. Doctors love virtual, and patients love the time they save. Instead of driving across town and waiting in a waiting room to get an ointment for your rash that you have, you can go virtual, get a prescription right there, you're done. And you're in your jammies. You're done. People love this. So we've been signing on cops every single week, firemen too, and they're choosing virtual. We've had a ton here in Southern California. We've been enrolling in Texas. We've been enrolling in South Carolina. And guys are saying, well, I could go to a doctor. I could have a brick and mortar, but I could have that same very doctor do me virtually for my primary care. And you're not sacrificing all those other things, the diagnostics, the hospitalization, the specialists. We have all of them.
Matt, let me stop you there for a moment.
Yeah.
So you said your Cadillac plan, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word, your best plan, mm-hmm. is $400 and some. Now, that's an amazing price. Is that for a single person? Is that a family?
That's a single person. So there's two rates in each column. There's an under age 50 and an over age 50. So I can tell you our very best plan. With $1,000 IUA, and I would just tell your listeners, if you're interested, go to our site and give us a call, and we'll be happy to explain stuff for you. We're educating cops every single day of the week. And this isn't salesy. We educate, you make your decision. But basically, yes, an individual over the age of 50 even can enroll in what I just explained to you for $440 a month for a direct primary care brick and mortar. For a family, you're looking at about $1,150 for an entire family. So we had a case where I dealt with a family here in Southern California, a recently retired deputy sheriff, family of four, just the nicest guy, had just retired and told me, I cannot afford healthcare. I'm going to go on COBRA because I just now retired and I don't know what healthcare we're going to get. And I'll tell you, he quoted, his COBRA was $2,560 a month. And do you know what their healthcare is? They could have had a doctor. We've got outstanding doctors in his area. They chose virtual because once it all got explained to them, they're like, why would I not do this? We've been doing this for 7 months through COVID. Our doctor sees us virtually, sure. unless it's an emergency.
Okay, let me ask one other question, Matt.
$1,600 a month we saved that family.
That's amazing. So let me ask you this.
Yep.
You say you're in 50 states, but if I'm in Oklahoma and mm-hmm. I want to get health care for my family, yep. I go to thinbluelinebenefits.com mm-hmm. and I look at the health care options. And if I choose the virtual, just out of curiosity, if mm-hmm. I choose the virtual, will my doctor be in Oklahoma, or will that my doctor be somewhere else?
Your doctor's likely to be in Oklahoma. The overwhelming chances are they are a brick and mortar direct primary care doctor. You're just agreeing to see them virtually, which drives your rates way down, by the way. But your doctor is most likely going to be in the state you're in. If not, they're in a bordering state. They'll see you or your family virtually. But look, these are state licensed board certified physicians. They worked really hard for that MD or DO that's behind their name. They're not going to risk their medical licensure over not treating you. So if you need to be seen, which happens all the time, they're going to arrange for you to be seen by a doctor right there in your zip code. And I don't care if you're in the northern tundra of Alaska, you can have our virtual care and have healthcare out in God's country, where there are no carrier on earth has doctors up there. I don't care if you're Blue Cross, Cigna, you don't have doctors up in the northern tundra of Alaska. But if your doctor, who you're seeing virtually, decides that you need to be seen, I can't do this over the phone, your symptoms, I've tried to diagnose this, this is something a little more serious, we need to see you in person, that's going to be arranged. And I don't care if you're in the northern tundra of Alaska, the company will eat the cost on having the nearest physician see you. It is incredible healthcare, and it's saving people so much money.
Okay, so we're running out of time, Matt. Yeah. I want, so tell the listeners, how they can get their questions answered, where they need to go in order to get more information about this. I mean, I can't tell you, especially, you know, as the founder of the Wounded Blue, where yep. we deal with these health issues all the time. This yes, is really the answer to the prayer for a lot of current and former law enforcement officers. How do they get hold of you?
The website is a great way to contact us. There's contact buttons on there just to save time. Thinbluelinebenefits.com. They can also call us at 866-921-2583. But send us an email. Shoot us, you know, people are on different schedules. They're on night shift or whatever. We're talking to cops and firemen every single day. One thing real quick, Randy, you mentioned Wounded Blue, and I know what you're all doing through that. One of the things we stitched into this plan that was very important to us was unlimited counseling. I don't have to tell you, Randy, I'm preaching to the choir when I say the amount of PTSD that's out there. This was very, very important to us. So we have a very comprehensive, unlimited virtual counseling. And through that experience, if you need to see one in person, they'll arrange that for you. It's unbelievable.
I want to just tell my listeners one other thing, that Thin Blue Line Benefits has become a benefactor to the Wounded Blue, and has made some very generous offers to help support the men and women who have been injured and disabled in the line of duty. And for that, I want to thank you, Matt.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It really is a labor of love for us, and we enjoy it. Thank you, Randy.
So for my listeners, this is something that I know is on everybody's mind. Reach out to thinbluelinebenefits.com. And Matt, thanks for taking the time to be on Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement.
One of the most important things that you can do as either a law enforcement officer or someone who supports law enforcement is to help injured and disabled officers. How? By simply going to this website, www.thewoundedblue.org, thewoundedblue.org. And why should you do that? Well, first of all, because I founded the organization. Do you need any more than that, really? So this organization provides tremendous assistance and support to officers who've been injured either physically or emotionally in the line of duty. We have a phenomenal documentary film. If you go to Amazon.com and look at The Wounded Blue, Service, Sacrifice, Betrayed. Also on YouTube, if you go to our YouTube channel, Wounded Blue TV, check out our series, The Voices of the Blue. You want to do everything you can to help these men and women who sacrificed so much for their communities. Go to www.thewoundedblue.org. I know we were a little disappointed because we've had to push back the Brothers in Blue Bash for a few months because of the COVID insanity. Now, on October 17th, we are still going to have a virtual Brothers in Blue Bash, kind of like a tease, and we're going to raise some money. We're going to have some tremendous auction items. So stay listening to this and go to the Facebook page, Brothers in Blue Bash Las Vegas, and get the information there. Now, March 27th, that is a Saturday night here in Las Vegas, the Brothers in Blue Bash, which is going to be the largest celebration of law enforcement, unity, and pride to benefit the Wounded Blue. It's going to be right here in Las Vegas. Got some tremendous, tremendous entertainment lined up for you. There's going to be an event to remember. Fantastic hotel room prices at the Orleans. Just go to the Brothers in Blue Bash Facebook page, and you can make your reservations there. You can get a table, you can get seats, you can sponsor, all kinds of things. Check it out. Facebook page, Brothers in Blue Bash, Las Vegas. I don't know about you, but if you love coffee, you're going to love Law Dog Coffee. Law Dog Coffee Company. Yes, indeedy. This is amazing coffee. It's been in the family of brewers for 90 years, but this particular brand is created just for us. So if you love coffee, you're going to love Law Dog Coffee, especially because not only is it phenomenal coffee. It's roasted in a family-owned roasting company. It's been around for 90 years, and it is delicious. But it also goes to help the company, Law Dog Coffee Company, gives a percentage of its income to thewoundedblue.org. In fact, they sponsor the Canine Companion Program for the Wounded Blue. So go to lawdogcoffee.com. It gets delivered directly to your house. It is phenomenal, and it tastes so good, it ought to be illegal.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
There's a great deal out there that's become very obvious to us. The crime, the destruction of our cities, the defunding the police calls, the tearing down of America's monuments, the corruption. What's not so obvious is where they're getting all the money from to do all of this. I'm here to tell you they're getting the money from you and I, because we're not paying attention to where we're spending the money. And this is a real problem. I've become more conscious in my life when I take out my wallet of where that money is going. I want to know what their values are. Are they given to a lot of the Marxist groups? Are they selling out overseas? Or are they supporting American patriotic businesses and people who care about the country? I'm excited to tell you about a new movement in our country, shoptotheright.com. So this is a group of patriots who got together with shared values. They're veteran-owned and operated, and they decided to create a nationwide database and do something about the problem. So you want to go check out all the businesses on there. You can search by category or geography or whatever on there. Go check it out, shoptotheright.com. We all need to start using this as a regular point of sale and a way to do business. And on top of that, if you have a business, you can list it there for free as well. The service is totally free. These guys want to make a difference. Now we all need to make a difference with our dollar. It's time, people. We got to do something about it. As I always say, time to get involved and get loud. This is how you do it right here. ShopToTheRight.com.
Hello, this is Lieutenant Randy Sutton, the host of Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement. I am a 34-year police veteran. I am also the founder and CEO of an organization that stands behind injured and disabled law enforcement officers. It is called The Wounded Blue. Our website is thewoundedblue.org. We have produced a film. It is an important film. I urge you to watch it. The film details what happens when a police officer or law enforcement officer is shot or stabbed or beaten or disabled, seriously injured in the line of duty. Most people think they are taken care of medically and financially. The reality may be quite different. It is called The Wounded Blue: Service, Sacrifice, Betrayed. The film is available on Amazon, iTunes, and the Microsoft Store.
End of watch with Randy Sutton.
Each week here on Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement, we pay our respects to the men and women of the profession who have made the ultimate sacrifice and given their lives in the line of duty. Unfortunately, each week I rarely have an opportunity not to read a name, and that's the case again today. We'll start off with Greenbelt Police Department Corporal Christine Peters, Greenbelt Police Department in Maryland. Corporal Peters, her end of watch was Thursday, January 14th, 2021. Cause of death, she was struck by a vehicle. Lieutenant Treva Preston of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, Correctional Institutions Division, End of Watch, Friday, January 15th of 2021, cause of death, COVID-19. Police Officer Jerry Stephen Hemphill of the Lanier Technical College Police Department in Georgia. His end of watch, Saturday, January 16th, 2021. His cause of death, COVID-19. Lieutenant John Reynolds, Garden Grove Police Department in California. His end of watch, Sunday, January 17th, 2021. Cause of death, COVID-19. Corrections Officer Joseph A. Martini, Ulster County Sheriff's Office in New York. His end of watch, Sunday, January 17th, 2021. Cause of death, COVID-19. Deputy Sheriff Adam Gibson, Sacramento County Sheriff's Department, California. His end of watch, Monday, January 18th, 2021. His cause of death was gunfire. Police Officer Brandon M. Stalker, Toledo Police Department, Ohio. End of watch, Monday, January 18th, 2021. Cause of death, murder. Officer Byron Don Shields, United States Department, Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection. End of watch, Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Cause of death, COVID-19. Each of these men and women gave their lives in the line of duty, serving the people of their communities. May they rest in peace. Thanks for joining me this episode of Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement, here on the America Out Loud Network. I hope you enjoyed. As we do every week, we talk about the things that affect law enforcement officers around the country. One thing I would ask of you is check out the website for thewoundedblue.org. This is the National Organization for Injured and Disabled Law Enforcement Officers. And if you love coffee, lawdogcoffee.com. Tastes so good, ought to be illegal. We'll see you again next episode. Thanks again. Randy Sutton, signing off.